Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Room 209's podcast. I'm Miss Spiro, and I have Lily here with me today. Say hi, Lily.
Hi.
Hi, and we have been gone all summer. I promised our listeners that I would record interviews with my children over the summer, and I didn't do that, but I am back today, and I would like to talk to you about what's new in the news in Room 209.
So I think that we're getting more focused today.
We are getting more focused. Say more about that.
That we used to not, like, we used to play around a lot, but now we don't.
We have gotten focused today. Miss Spiro kind of dropped the hammer. Do you know what that means?
No.
It means, like, to put your foot down and say, this is where our goofing around ends. Like, we have lots to learn. You're right. So tell me what's the most interesting thing that happened today?
That we skipped math.
We did skip math. Did we have a grand conversation?
No.
Did we all talk to each other? That's what I mean when I say grand conversation. Yeah. We did. We talked about what some of our distractions were and what we could do to solve those problems, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me something you learned today.
I learned the word pity.
The word pity? What does pity mean?
It means being sad for someone for being themselves.
Okay. Can you say more about that? When did you learn about the word pity?
In the book Fish in a Tree.
Fish in a Tree. Can you say more?
There's a girl named Allie, and then she thinks that her teacher's like being pity on her.
Yes. Why would her teacher show her pity?
Because she got an award and she usually misbehaves.
Okay, hold on one second. So tell me, Lily, what is something you didn't know you could do until fourth grade?
I didn't know I could draw well.
Ah, what do you like to draw?
I don't like to draw a lot, but I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
So you said you learned that one thing you've been learning in so far in fourth grade is to draw. So say more about that.
Well, it's not just drawing. I learned how to do math a lot too.
Okay.
I didn't really know a lot of math until I came to fourth grade.
Okay, so tell me what you've learned.
I've learned that you could do more multiplication. Like you could draw. I didn't know how to draw multiplication.
Oh, we've been drawing multiplication?
Yeah, we have been using a diagram.
Yes, to do multiplication comparisons. And tell me something you want everybody to know about you.
I have two siblings that are really kind of annoying.
They are? How do you handle that?
I just ignore them.
You ignore them. Do you ever try to get them focused on something positive?
Well, they always mess around, so I can't really do that.
You can't funnel their energy in a good direction? That's something I like to try to do when people are annoying me. I give them something positive to choose instead. Did you know? You might want to try it. Thanks for interviewing with me today.
Okay.
Bye.